Okay, we're going to move on because there was some pretty shocking stuff out today, Sarah, from Women's Aid. They launched two documents, but the one dealing with reports to them of domestic and gender-based violence was shocking in the scale of it and the increase of it.
Yeah, so the annual report for 2023 recorded just over 40,000 disclosures of domestic abuse against women and children, and those disclosures were made via its helpline and its face-to-face services, and the figure represents an 18% increase compared with 2022, and it's the highest ever recorded since the charity's inception in 1974. The report found that the vast majority of abuse was committed by a current or a former male intimate partner. A further 9% of women were abused by a man who was not an intimate partner or ex-partner, while 5% of women disclosed abuse by a female abuser. Sarah Benson, the chief executive of Women's Aid, she didn't really point to why we've seen this increase, whether it was down to more people reporting, which is obviously a good thing, but no clear reasons as to why we've seen this big increase year on year.
And she did refer to this, though, as the tip of the iceberg. So despite the increase, she doesn't believe this is even telling the full story based on previous research.
Yeah, exactly. And even in recent months, there's been this whole thing of with the cost of living crisis, I suppose, economic abuse and partners holding back on funds for the house and bills and that kind of thing. So again, she was speaking before about how women mightn't disclose this kind of abuse or coercive control. But I noted as well that the Sinn Féin leader, Marilyn MacDonald, brought this up during leaders' questions and spoke in particular about the lack of refuge shelters and that there's 9 counties currently without shelters.
All right. We'll go to you first on that. Donegal Éire, seeing as it was your party leader brought it up during leaders' questions. What did you make of those figures that were out today? And I suppose that begs the question, you'd have to take your hat off to any woman who came forward to make the reports that made up those 40,000. But what's wrong with the people who led them to the situation where they had to do that?
Yeah, look, I mean, I think it is a really frightening and quite horrifying report. The scale of the increases are enormous. Reports of physical abuse increasing by 74%, economic abuse increased by 87%. Like, the scale of it, but the depth of it and, the depravity of it really is absolutely shocking. Look, and the courage that women show and women and children show in coming forward, and indeed men in instances as well.
And sorry to interrupt you, because I should say, as we begin to discuss this, and if any was tuning in, needs to contact any of the relevant helplines. They can go to rte.ie/helplines if they do need to contact anybody in relation to this. Sorry, go on.
Yeah, look, I mean, people show incredible courage, women and children coming forward in relation to abuse of this kind. But too often, the supports that they need are not there. There are 9 counties, mostly in rural areas: Carlow, Cavan, Laois, Leitrim, Longford, Monaghan, Offaly, Roscommon, Sligo. There's no domestic violence shelter in those places. I think it's remarkable, really, that, you know, these are not counted within the homelessness numbers, because, I mean, that is, you know, one of the big fears that people have to grapple with. You know, like, I mean, their security is gone as well in terms of their accommodation, but they have to flee the violence, they have to flee the abuse. So the fact that in many instances people are going into these shelters and they're not sure where they're going to go from after that is a huge, huge problem. And I think also the lack of access to legal aid, I think, is a huge problem as well, as people come forward and try and seek legal redress. So it's clear that an awful lot more needs to be done. It is hard to know whether the increase in incidents is because of reporting or incidents or a mixture of both. Maybe it is a mixture of both, but I think it is very worrying to see this, just the scale of this, 40,000 disclosures of abuse against women and children. And like, in many instances, this can escalate. Like, 266 women have died violently in Ireland since 1996. The vast majority of those, right, yeah, in their own home.
9 of those in 2023 alone. Michael Fitzmaurice, we've seen the statistics of women coming forward and reporting. But on the preventative issue, in terms of stopping men doing this in the home, have you any thoughts as to what could be done on that front?
I think that a campaign needs to be brought about, be it on, say, advertisements, or on top of that, I think education. and it's a horrifying report, to be quite frank about it, to read. I think, though, and Donoghue talked about it there, when you talk about the commitment by the state, I know that, as he's pointed out, there's 9 counties without a refuge shelter. And I know the proposals were put to the minister, but they don't seem to be interested. And unfortunately, some of those are in the west or the Midlands. And it's, you know, for those people in those situations, it is ferociously difficult. And unfortunately, there are people tonight and last night and tomorrow night will be maybe not reporting. And I would encourage people to report, you know, any person that's getting abused in any way like that.
And your own county, indeed, is one of those counties that doesn't have a refuge. Right. Is it something you've ever been contacted about by a constituent as an issue?
I know that an approach, I would be aware of an approach being made to the Department of basically accommodation being made available over a long-term basis, and the department don't seem to be, actually our Minister for Justice don't seem to be interested in it at the moment.
All right.
Unfortunately for those people.
Alan Farrell, I let you respond to that. First of all, Michael Fitzmaurice's charge about the department and the level of interest.
I certainly think I can refute entirely any claim that the department are not interested in dealing with this issue. Since 2020, Minister McEntee has set out her position in relation to putting this at the centre of government policy in the Department of Justice. The establishment of CUAN and the formulation of the domestic sexual and gender-based violence strategy, or new strategy, revised strategy, and the charging of CUAN with the responsibility for doubling the number of refuge spaces across the state to 280 between now and the end of 2026.
But as it exists at the moment, you'd accept there's somewhat of a desert when it comes to refuges.
In order to encourage
people to come forward and add to the statistics we saw launched today, Is it encouraging that there are nine counties where there aren't refuges? Let me respond
to the points that have been made. It's very important for me to say that a lot has been done in a very short period of time, and not just by the Department of Justice, by other departments as well, to be fair. The number of refuge spaces that are being provided are not a solution. They are a refuge for individuals. For us to get to the bottom of this scourge on our society, scourge on predominantly women up and down this country, we need to be able to provide, as Michael has rightly pointed out, the likes of an awareness campaign. But the most important thing that we need to do as a society is we need to talk to our sons, and we need to talk to our brothers and the men in our lives. And I say that as a father myself. You know, it's so important that we are seeing such a rise in the number. And yes, it's fair to say that we're not sure whether it's awareness of or an increase in instances of that has seen this increase.
What's out there on social media that's been targeted at a younger generation of people who you may have supposed would have more enlightened attitudes.
So this is exactly the point that I made to your researcher earlier on, that what I'm seeing is that there are a number of very strong, powerful voices in young men, boys' lives at the moment, unfortunately. And those voices are saying that there's been an overcorrection or whatever. And it's utter nonsense. I won't use bad language on the radio, but it makes my blood boil.
The achievement of equality by women, which has not been achieved, but
yes,
that the progress so far to date is too much.
It's too much. And I find it so horrifying that primary school boys are talking in negative ways about women and girls. And how are we to change the mentality of a society where over 40,000 people feel the need to contact the National Women's Council in relation to abuse that they've suffered at the hands of predominantly men? And I think that's shocking and horrifying. We should be ashamed of it as a male race within this island.
All right,
so I really do.
Sarah Burns, what do you think of what's been shown, I suppose, to young men on social media, and then I suppose some of the social media output that's targeted at women by women on sort of women's traditional role, the traditional wives movement that isn't just about I suppose, the division of labour in the home. It's about a very strict assignation of roles.
Yeah, I think it's quite depressing, to be honest. It feels like, definitely when you see stuff on social media and things that maybe younger adolescent boys are looking at, it at times feels like we're taking a step back when we should be taking a step forward. I know Alan was saying there that refuge spaces in particular aren't a solution, but I think they definitely would be a help. And it's something that's been consistently raised. The Taoiseach spoke a little bit earlier about how, you know, that number would be doubled to 280, but I think we're still seeing those gaps, and unless these kind of things are tackled, you know, we're just going to continue to see the kind of really startling figures we saw today.
All right.
Can I just throw one piece of information just for 2024, because I do think it's important, and I accept the point that Sarah's made. Look, in 2024, we've active planning engagement underway for the delivery of 150 additional family refuge units across the state, 8 new family refuge units, 25 additional units are actually under construction, and the commencement of the publication of various reports with regard to the number of refuge spaces, so that we can plan for next year and the year after.
Can I give you one example. There's a refuge centre in Wexford built and not open, as there's no money to kit it out. That's the type of commitment I'm talking about.
All right. Okay.